Jordan Stowe, Alabama, and 2018-2019 Southern Region Vice President.
Just to start off, how did it feel earlier hearing your name announced?
It was honestly surreal. In my head, I was like, is this a dream or like a prank? Because I'm a second year candidate. I also pursued running for national FFA office last year, and I was not elected. And so this year, it took a lot of heart to come back and go through that very vulnerable process. And just to know that I put my heart out there and know that I get to put my heart out there for members on this team this year is something that's really just surreal and very exciting.
What do you think you're most looking forward to about this year?
I think there's a lot. It's hard to name just one. Of course, getting to travel. I am from a small town in South Alabama, and so getting to go see states that I've never been to before and have experiences with members that are completely different from me are something I think are going to be two things I really value, because one of my favorite things about this organization is that we're all different, yet we zip up this jacket and we unite under agriculture education. And so I'm going to be really excited to see people that live different lives and yet we still have that connection.
What advice would you have for an FFA member who wants to do something similar to you?
I think the best advice I can ever tell someone who wants to do anything in the FFA is get out of your comfort zone. Because when I walked into my first ag class, I was 15 years old, and my mother still ordered food for me in a restaurant because I was so shy. However, I signed up for a career development event, a public speaking contest, and although I didn't walk away that day with a banner, I walked away realizing that I had pushed myself, that I had done something I'd never done before. I gave a speech in front of people, and to 15-year-old me, that was the coolest thing in the world, and that was the thing that really sparked my interest. But I would not be here today if I just hadn't made that conscious decision to say, okay, well, if I never put myself out there, I'm never going to find out what the world has for me. So whatever you're thinking about doing, do it and run with it, because you can have some really incredible opportunities. And again, it's not always about being the best at it. It's about putting yourself out there and learning. I think that's something that I would give advice to any FFA member.
What do you want to do in the future?
Right now, I'm a junior at Auburn University, and I'm studying agri-science education. So when I graduate, I would love to go overseas and work for AgriCorps and teach people overseas about the importance of agriculture and being able to help them. And then if I decide not to go overseas, I'd love to still work somehow in international relations.